today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The hardest thing, and people in the restaurant business and the baking business will know this, is called preparing your HACCP report. And that's the hazardous activity. I don't know what it stands for.
Glad you retained it.
No, it's not important to know what it stands for. It's to know that you know that the CCP are your critical control points.
Yes.
All right.
This is safety first, Mike. No pubes, no toenails,
Got it. No nonsense.
I had to go through and write
no
about
nonsense. Start acting like grown-ups,
yeah,
for
yeah,
God's
you get
sake.
A banking license, you have to tell the world.
That's right.
Just do your job.
Exactly, Oscar. I'll let that one lie, because it is a lie. Oh, I'd like to solve the puzzle, please. Roast pork serving tray.
Window washing wand. Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't get that. Dust holder, water heating knob. What's good? I mean, around the house, it's just that
I'd
these
like to
puzzles
solve the puzzle.
Are made by sadists.
I'd
it's
like
ridiculous.
To solve the puzzle, please.
Please, Pat. Solve the puzzle, Rob. Yes.
Clock winding key holder.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm lighting candles.
You look at you.
Uh-oh.
Fire starter.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? Was that a cigar lighter you were holding up? What kind of fancy fire making stick was that?
This.
Ooh. Oh, with a bendy
but
thing.
But it's a little obsessive compulsive.
Soldering iron.
What I really wanted to do was play a tape at the beginning of the show. So please indulge me, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
All right.
Todd's a great guy. I mean, look at him. What a sweetheart. Attaboy. Wait, Todd, what are you doing? How totally selfish and un-Todd-like of you. Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
Thank you.
What
Where
is
did
that?
You get that? That's great.
A listener on a thread. On
oh,
a Todd
that's
thread.
So great.
And I'm getting pretty sick of guys
Todd's
named Todd.
A great guy.
I was on a thread. I went back. It was Todd's thread about, should I stop posting about politics? What are you doing? Doing
just
the same
trolling.
Crap.
Sure,
he's
buddy.
Done, trolling everybody. And then the guy responded with this, and I played it. And I said, oh, I have to bring
I mean, look at him. What a sweetheart.
It is.
Attaboy. Wait, Todd, what are you doing? How totally selfish and un-Todd-like of you.
Any idea the source of that?
No, don't worry about
it's
it.
So
just
great.
Just stop being a nerd and just enjoy
yeah,
it. Just
being
enjoy
a,
it.
Stop being
okay?
a tool.
Come on, Todd.
I could isolate like 10 of those
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I have my new... I should give... Stephen Hernandez is wrote, Mike O'Mara, how Mike feels about Todd and his political posts. Stephen Hernandez, you are the listener of the week.
Nailed
it. Is,
it.
Fantastic. I really, really love that. I really...
Mike?
But it's not like I'm going to continue to play it all
no,
the time.
No.
Come on, really.
Todd's a great guy.
Mike, I partied yes, with Todd on Friday night and his wonderful girlfriend Marissa.
Did he do anything un-Todd-like?
Well, what was great is that they ended up
look at him.
Okay, yes.
We ended up probably at 4 a.m. At my house down the street.
Oh, dear.
It was
uh-oh.
Todd,
watch out.
Marissa, Rob Ford. Shannon.
Rob Fordable?
Me. Yeah, Rob Fordable. And
how does Rofo get into that equation?
How does Rofo get in the house?
Yeah. It was tight. There was a sidebar. A side comment made about my house, and someone said, hey, we should really get a fire pit because you have more room outside than inside.
You should, though. That's probably a cool idea, you know?
Would be nice, Mike. Would be nice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'd also like some more square footage.
Just go to a little, go to the Home Depot, get one of the cheapos,
yeah.
you know, and just sit there and put some logs out there. Really? Come on now.
What a sweetheart.
Yes, that's hot. So I you know, I liked it when I had the idea that I was going to put it on this show, but now I'm addicted.
Oh, it's addictive.
It's pure addicted. Addictive. It really is. It is.
Attaboy.
It was classic Todd, where we ordered Domino's at like 2 in the morning. Yeah. And then Rofo and I and Todd housed it, and the girls didn't get anything, so we ordered again.
What's Todd's favorite pizza topping?
He gets pepperoni.
I thought
of course
he might.
He does.
Yeah. And no fluoride. Does.
Right.
No fluoride.
What are you doing?
But they left the house in a lift, responsible like, and they left their dog to sleep over because their dog was there as well. Right. And their dog and Santos.
And by the way, when you refer to Marissa, the lovely, wonderful Marissa, yes, please, yes, refer to her as the long-suffering Marissa.
Hey, okay, for this show.
So pretty, absolutely, so put upon.
Oh, yes. Oh, please.
Absolutely. So.
How totally selfish.
So the dog was too drunk to drive?
No. The dogs are sleeping over.
Okay.
Right? So they got on the lift. They came back around 11:30 the next day. Todd comes in and tells... Todd and Marissa are so tall, when they come to my door, they see through the top of what is a little window pane. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, they're here. They walk in, right. Todd falls to the floor, and he's on to the side. He's like, guys, we drank so much, my face is swollen. And I said, I said, you know what? No, my face is swollen too. We have a problem with overeating Domino's at 3 in the morning. That's an issue.
That's a little scary that's for an you. Issue. It truly yeah, is. That's an issue. Todd's fault. I think it's Todd's fault.
Todd's a great guy.
Yeah. He eats Domino's pizza.
I mean,
right.
Look at him.
Look at Todd.
What a sweetheart.
Hi, Todd. What a sweetheart. Good boy.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Attaboy.
Attaboy, Todd.
Wait.
Oh, there's his phone.
Todd, what are you doing? How totally selfish and un-Todd-like of you. Come on, Todd.
Come on, Todd.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
We had a fantastic time. My best friend, Todd. A complicated
that's a
man.
Fun way. That, he is a complicated man. Yes. It's a fun way to start the show. And, you know, he's just, he's enjoying this. I do, I'm going to pin him down. In Las Vegas, and I'm going to bring it back to the show. No, I'm gonna pin him down to what's really going on.
What's really making him tick?
Because I think he's just having a blast. I don't.
Oh, he's
think
so
he
smart.
Cares
he's playing all of the rooms. He's playing the rooms, and I love the notion of Todd looking in the transom like it's a Frankenstein movie. It's right. 11 o'clock, and he comes in.
So my wife gave me a funny to start the show today. She called me not 15 minutes ago, and she had dropped the little guy off at school, and she fancied herself a little McDonald's brekkie with an egg white delight, which is her go-to that she gets at Mickey D's. So she decides she's going to roll past the local Mickey D's. So she explains it this way. She's
un-Carlo-like.
At the drive-thru, very un-Carlo-like, but she's at the drive-thru. And the box talks to her, and the box says,
sure.
And she can't hear it. And so she waits because she doesn't understand, mm-hmm, and she doesn't want to deal with it, and said, what are you saying? But she said it was garbled, what was coming out of the box.
Common.
So the second go around, can I help you? She orders her egg white delight, says, please come to the first window. It'll be this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. And she goes up, and she sees a young girl. And the young girl is a young girl of larger carriage. And she said the only thing that she noticed about the young girl is that she's already developing whiskers. She didn't tell me where the whiskers were, but the whiskers were there. And she also observed that this young girl appeared to be perhaps not feeling well. And so she said that'll be $365 or whatever it was for her. And at that point, Carla says, are you feeling okay? And the girl turns to her and doesn't break her gaze and says, I just burped.
Oh!
And then finishes the transaction. And my wife took her egg white delight and threw it into the trash.
Yeah, I think I would.
So grossed out.
Grossed out. This. Gross.
Not a, you know, not, I'm fine, thank you, or not. I just burped. And look, this is the person who's handling your money, getting ready to have your food. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a story of the day.
Similar situation. You.
I was gonna say, I actually have tape of that employee. I found it online.
Okay, let's listen.
Here
let's
she is
listen.
With her whiskers.
Now I'm going to take a little trip tomorrow. And I want you two to behave yourselves while I'm gone.
There he is.
Well, of course we ain't. But who says we got to take care of the sheriff ourselves? What do you mean?
That's
spots?
Walter Brennan. That's actually Walter Brennan right there. I don't know what's going on with that. It's
no, because of the whiskers, you see.
It's crazy stuff.
Oh. Todd's a great guy.
Todd. Thank you. Okay.
Never mind.
No, absolutely. Right. Now more than ever.
No. After you played that, you killed the bit.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is time for our, not wide open ways. It's time for our Tuesday mailbag. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it, shall we? Want to get this out of the way. We start today, ladies and gentlemen, with a very special letter. This letter comes to us from a good friend, and here goes. Hey, guys, I just wanted to send a quick email asking to wish my son Liam a very happy 12th birthday. It's this Saturday. He really did kill the bit with that Walter Brennan, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't even understand.
That threw me off my game so totally. I don't know what was going on.
Can you just delete that from your soundboard?
He's a great kid. He loves school, loves camping with his Boy Scout troop, and loves hockey as much as I do. He even asked me if he could have my Stanley Cup ring when I die. My reply, nope, go win your own. Hey, Ralph, come on now. Would it be possible for my favorite cast member, Charlie, to say happy birthday to Liam? Doesn't even have to come in the door.
Really?
I got the Todd tape here. He's actually writing back, Charlie.
Liam is 12. Hi, Liam. How are you? Liam.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Mike.
No, thank you, Charlie.
No, thank you, Mike.
No, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Charlie.
Mike.
Charlie.
Mike.
All right, get out of here. Thank you very much.
Always
I
good
appreciate
to see
you all. Signed, Ralph Rice, otherwise known as Fried.
Yay, Ralph.
Way to go, Fried. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving right along, a very confused Robert Evans. I mean, the Robert Evans, the movie producer?
You know, when you hear the letter and the confusion, you might think it's the movie producer, but we'll see.
This is Robert Evans.
Sheer panties.
Great and powerful men. I'm sure you all know this instantly, but it's driving me nuts. What's the movie where the new Mercedes goes off the cliff, followed by a scream of my Mercedes?
First of all, it's not a cliff.
No.
It is driven into an ice-covered pond and breaks through the ice, sir. Then a guy says, does it have leather seats? And I'll put a pit. No, you've got them all confused.
I know.
No, you're all over the place.
This is the genius of the show, though.
The Mercedes going into the water where he screams, my Mercedes, is from a movie called The Four Seasons with Alan Alda and Carol Burnett. And the actor who is screaming, my Mercedes, is, what's his name?
Jack Weston. Oh,
Jack Weston,
would you like
yes.
to go to the tape real quick?
This is from The Four Seasons when his Mercedes crashes through the ice. A great scene in movie history. Turn the music down before
okay,
you play
kill the
that
music.
Clip.
And play special attention to the sound of breaking ice and gurgling water. That's what
All right, here we go.
It.
Listen to this. This is it.
Oh, my God. My Mercedes.
And you don't want to confuse that with the other movie he references.
Yeah, which is The Leather Seats, where that is Lost in America, where Albert Brooks is about to get this great promotion, and he's so excited about it, and he's thinking ahead, and he's purchasing a brand new Mercedes, and he's having a conversation with the automobile dealer who is selling him the Mercedes, who is also, by the way, played by Albert Brooks as the car dealer, who is very, very disinterested, and moving on to the next guy. And if you have ever been in a sales environment, I don't care if you're buying a car, if you're buying a refrigerator, whatever you're buying, and you've dealt with a salesperson who is short with you, there is nothing more distasteful.
Frustrated.
Someone, you are trying to spend your hard-earned money, and the person who is selling you is probably going to get a nice big fat commission, but he's so disinterested that he just wants to move on to the next deal because he knows he's got you. This is the prototype characterization of that, played by Albert Brooks, who is both the client, the purchaser of the car, and the car dealer. Let's listen to
this.
Now,
there's no extras, right? That's it. That's everything. I don't imagine at that price I'd have to add.
No, just leather. That's all you'd have to add. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't come with leather.
No, sir, it does not. That's why I told you you'd have to add it.
Well, what's in there?
Well, it's what they call Mercedes leather.
What would that be?
Well, it's a very thick vinyl. Beautiful seat. I would prefer that.
So let's call it that, then.
Fine. Beautiful, thick vinyl seat. But I have it.
Gee, isn't that something? Wouldn't you think there'd be leather in there?
I tell you what, if you buy the car, I'll put some shoes in it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Yes.
Anyway, please help yours truly. Robert Evans, I hope you got it. That's
yes,
it.
There you go.
We gave you the whole lowdown right there. And that was a very informative part of the mailbag. That's my kind of letter in the mailbag.
Yes.
I like that because that's somebody who's seeking knowledge.
More questions.
Help. I like that a lot.
We'll answer them.
Next letter. Hi, guys. Kind of. Could you please take a moment to say good luck to my favorite baseball team, T-Rex Baseball, 10U Blue?
That's the name
of
the team.
What the hell is that? T-Rex Baseball 10U Blue?
That's exactly how it was written. That's how the team that
they
he's rooting for.
They are playing in the USSS. Is this a joke?
No, this is real.
Is this some sort of a... The USSSA?
Yes.
Fall State Championships go blue?
Very important to this fellow.
Is there a signature on it or anything like that?
No, he just wanted the cheer. He wanted an anonymous cheer for them.
Blue.
And what happened is he is actually donating a ticket to the Las Vegas show because he had to miss it.
I don't want
to
hear about that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't want. Okay. You know, why would we want to hear about that?
Like that crap.
Come on. Right?
The last month and stuff like that. Donating a ticket.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Come to the goddamn show.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket. Plan on coming to the show.
Yeah.
You don't get rewarded for that.
Yeah.
So the same guy. Moving right along. Attention, Mark Kaplan of San Francisco. God, Mark Kaplan of San Francisco.
Derailing already.
Attention, Mark Kaplan of San Francisco has turned 59, the same age as Mike O'Mara. His birthday was Sunday, October 21st. Get over it. Thank you, Mark Kaplan.
I like that.
Gentlemen, this week I am flying south to the Sunshine State for a friend's wedding. While the nuptials are Sunday, I have a few days to enjoy myself around Florida. Outside of the usual Disney theme park experience, I would like to know, how does one truly enjoy a trip to Mike O'Mara's Florida?
Ooh.
Well, first of all, you got to get yourself a vape. No.
But where would you find one?
Oh, they're hard to find. Should I visit Iguana Mia, go golfing, yell at small dogs? I will hang up and listen. Yours in Christ, Fred, Lewiston, Maine. All right, we're at South Sunshine State. He's not specific. But I guess if he's talking about Orlando, if you're in Orlando, just bend over and kiss your ass goodbye. No, if you're coming down here, I would say go golfing if you're a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have that opportunity to play in warm weather as opposed to being up in the cold of Lewiston, Maine, where it's going to be cold as hell. You guys are cold up in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full jackets. Absolutely.
So that's what I would
jacket
do.
Jacket weather.
And then give away a ticket to the show because you planned poorly. Anyway, dear boys. Yeah, sorry, Rob. I don't expect you to know that. That's the way my mind works.
Well, you
the way my brain works, my name on the show. That's why I get uptight about
it. It's his show.
I apologize.
It's a week before the show. I know you don't perceive things the way I do.
You asked for the backstory on the letter, and that was the backstory.
I take every. I know. I know.
Look,
I did.
The man is tight. All right.
I understand.
It's that week pre-show, before the show. Pre-show.
You know? Yes.
Those little
pre-show
that we start seeing from the greedy that wanted, yeah. And then couldn't.
You know what I like him to do is buy more tickets to the mystery show, and if they can't come, no big
right.
deal.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
NBD.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. No. See those threads. They don't bother you at all. They make me apoplectic when I
understand,
them.
But understand also that's why I didn't mention it in the letter,
right?
And you asked for the backstory.
That's why you waited till the show to mention it.
No,
dear boy, what?
I didn't want to mention it at all.
I know.
Let's
okay,
agree.
But you
to,
did.
Let's agree to disagree.
But you did.
You would not have sat nicely with. I don't care to answer that question. You asked a question about
make
the letter.
Something else up.
There
you're
once
good
was
at that.
A dog named
pretend
Snuggles.
Pretend we're talking about something else.
Okay.
Dear boys, I was listening to yesterday's show with the story of Frankie shredding a carrot. I want you to know how lucky you are that he didn't ingest the carrot. Oh, here we go.
This is a pretty good story.
Lucky.
A number of years ago, the Don and Mike show did a contest they called Dog Day Afternoon. Listeners brought their pups down to 10800 Main Street, and you guys graded the dogs' leavings for biggest, most disgusting, and prettiest. Like dog poo?
Yeah. Do you remember this? I didn't remember this. I remember
the dog wedding. Yeah.
Before entering, we called a vet and asked what we could feed our dog to make her more regular. We were told carrots would do the trick. So this is a vet. So we gave her some shredded raw carrots, and we went to the contest. Later that evening, Robin, our dog, had what can only be described as an explosion of feces, the likes of which we had never seen, not even from an extremely sick human being.
Oh.
The smell was overwhelming, and it took us a week to extricate this odor from our house. We actually had to replace our carpets, flooring, and just to get this fecal chemical war. So thank your lucky stars. Frankie only chewed up the carrot and didn't consume the entire thing, as your story would have been much more graphic, although probably extremely entertaining. Wow, I didn't know that. He didn't seem to eat the carrot. He seemed to, like, spit it out. Mm-hmm. So,
a chew toy. Made like a chew toy.
Love you all. Please keep up the true funny. Jamie Ferrante, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jamie, I should point out in your own letter, a vet says to give the dog a carrot to keep it regular. So it might have been your pooch that had that problem, right? That might not be.
Could have been an issue.
You know, he could have overprescribed the carrot.
Mike.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Sidebar. And Rob.
Yeah.
My wonderful wife was looking for a Volvo station wagon. We ended up at a Volvo dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had a wagon Wednesdays where you could bring your pup to the dealership.
Oh, okay.
Because
you're
wagon tails.
Oh, I get it.
And it only lasted 1 week because all the poo that was left on the showroom floor was just too much.
Oh, man.
More than with just normal salesmen?
Yeah.
Here's this morning's impression of Beluga.
Yeah.
Clack, 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 clack. Why don't we cut his toenails? Because he doesn't like it. Ooh, the pampered dog. Anyway, moving right along. We've got a couple more letters here. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I sound like that guy from the James Franco movie. Hi, guys. You know, whatever that guy is. Hey, guys, a quick question for Rob. I just listened to your most recent anti-Wegmans rant, which inspired this. My local Safeway is quite possibly the worst grocery store of all time. I just went in for a couple of items and saw an older lady struggling with the self-checkout. It was the only option as they're constantly understaffed and had no humans on registers. What's worse? That or Wegmans? Cheers, Craig.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wegmans is still worse because you can demand they open a register. But Wegmans is just Wegmans all the time. And you know what? You should never, ever use self-checkout because you're depriving someone of a job. And besides, I used to get paid to do that. Are they paying you to do that? No. You're doing a job. Don't do them a job. You're the client. Make them serve you.
You know who I would blame for that entire thing?
Who?
Todd's a great guy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still in love with it. TMOS, with Paula Abdul falling off stage this past weekend, can we please have a who did it better comparison between Paula and Meatloaf? Now, are you going to play? Well, the Meatloaf is a fake one.
Right. But I also also had reconstructions. We have reconstructions of both.
It's tough to beat Meatloaf, but do you want to play both of them?
Yeah, well, you can decide
Dan
which
Cortez
one's better.
Dan Cortez in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, we'll go old first. Our reigning champion, Meatloaf.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
And to be fair, that's just Meatloaf collapsing. I don't think he actually fell off stage. Paula Abdul, just this past weekend.
Right in the orchestra.
Boy, I tell you, that's tough. That's a tough one. You're going to have to vote at home, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who's better.
We'll put a poll up.
Todd's a great guy.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's it. We can start the show, you hump. Go ahead, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ngozi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Ngozi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? F*** you! Karloff!
dwarf does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all on makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit! I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS, to our friends. Delighted to have you here. And thank you so much for those wonderful letters. We're going to do Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow. And hey, on Wide Open Wednesday, I agree with the criticisms that we've gotten on Wide Open Wednesday. Let's shake it up.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you that complain about certain people making it all about them and calling the show, you know, they're active. They participate. They care. They want to be involved. If you'd like to call, you don't have to have anything funny. Call to say hello. We'd love to hear from you on Wide Open Wednesday. So give us a shout and chat about anything you want to chat about. Ask us a question. Make us a statement. Bitch about something. It doesn't matter. We'd love to hear from you on Wide Open Wednesday. We'll do it tomorrow at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673.
Boom.
We
Bam.
Would love to hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a message from them. We told you it was going to happen. It did. The rates up. Already rumors of another rate hike in December. Interest rates are at a 7-year high, but it is still a perfect time for you to refi. Let me tell you why. Consumer credit is also at an all-time high. You can use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit. Since the tax implications have changed, when it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense for your specific situation and options. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Right now, they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Woo!
Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Mark Livingstone we said hello.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Before we get to our man, Pony Boy, Matthew Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Bloom tapes.
Bloom tapes.
My life is so pathetic that I watch Wheel of Fortune. And yes, that is how sad.
Wheel
is
on.
I have an ongoing theme about the wheel. I believe that the wheel is one of the great rip-off game shows of all time.
Great.
And they do that by, you know, you've got not only bankrupt, but you've got lose a turn. And there are certain games like last night, although they had a winner for the main puzzle. The final puzzle.
How long has it been since they had? Because that's the most easy contest to fix on television, right there.
Oh, it's because they give things that like, for example, the category is around the house, and then it's like bing 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 bing, and it's like tea. Yeah, there's one tea. Is there an O? Yes, there is one O. Yes, is there an R? Yes, there's an R. I don't know what it is. Toaster cleaners. I'm terribly sorry. Oh, you would have won $300,000. I'm so terribly sorry. You know, is there a K, Pat? Yes, there is a K. Is there an E? There are two E's.
Oh, and that gets applause.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say, is it dishwasher? No, I'm sorry. It's kitchen eraser.
Oh,
you would have won. You would have won too. So, I mean, those are there. I mean, I don't know where they get to, you know, shower candle, night polisher, all these things that are up there. It's you know, ridiculous. You know, it's like, what is that?
Lantern wick.
It's a cookie table. A cookie table? Pat, that's not around the house. I'm going to stab you in the eye with an ice pick. What's going on here? Come on. Lamp cover. No, I'm sorry, Pat. That is not correct. That's not the way that goes.
I'd like to solve the puzzle, please. Roast pork serving tray.
Window washing wand. Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't get that. Dust holder. Water heating knob. What's good? I mean, around... around the house. It's just that these puzzles are made by sadists.
I'd like to solve the puzzle, please.
Please solve the puzzle, Rob. Yes.
Clock winding key holder.
That is the. They do this all the time. Garage mat.
Light changer.
Light changer. Pesticide caddy. It's like, what are you doing?
Cat wheel of
TV butter. What's going on? You know? And then a simple one where it'll be like hardwood table.
Right.
Oh, hardwood table, of course.
Grandparent isolation chamber.
That's prepared comedy for you today. Thank you very much. All right, let's bring in Matthew Bloom, shall we?
All right, Bloom tapes.
Or we can talk to him on the thing.
He's there. Right. Bloom, hi, Pony. Bloom, why don't you get back in your box?
Yeah, go back in your box. I like the way you sound when you're being like Bill Wendell.
Because over here, then you come in here, then you got to get next to Rob. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. We don't want that.
Come on, Shelley. Come on.
You back?
I am back.
Oh, there you go.
So you took a trip to the Comic-Con.
Anime USA. Mike.
Oh, Anime USA. And did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I had a blast.
2 days.
Two days.
Oscar, did you show up at all?
Oh, Anime USA was not in my game, Mike. I had to work.
You didn't make it on Saturday? You didn't do it?
Well, I had a session was being run on Saturday that went overtime, and I said,
overtime.
I will go Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll get that hopefully in today's show when we give you an episode of What's Oscar Up To. Very good. So, Pony, you went to the show, and they informed me that you did some interviews as well.
I did two interviews, one with Kyra Buckland and one with Lisa Ortiz, two famous voice actresses.
Well accomplished.
Okay, so how, I'm trying to figure out how we would, Kyra Buckland, how would we know her?
I don't think you guys would know either because you don't watch any anime, so I think you should just go ahead and start with the Lisa tapes and see how long you want to go.
We should set this up a little, Mike, a little backstory.
What a beautiful setup that is.
Well, this is our fault. What you need to know is that for about 4 days before Pony went into Anime USA for his interviews. Outside of just buying his porcelain dolls and looking at the cosplay.
Yeah, the flea market and the cosplay action was strong.
He was so nervous that he went around, he was walking around here like he was sick. Like, we thought he was physically ill.
What, because he thought of it as a task that we were going to require him to do an interview?
No. He's not comfortable with this type of work. And I said, dude, you got to lean
in. Like interview, man on the street interview.
It's not his forte. And he's never really done this before, you think about it.
Right.
So we finally sat him down and he said, hey, man, are you suicidal or what? What's going on? Because you're bumming around here. What's the story? He goes, no, I'm really nervous about this interview.
Pony, were you stressed out about this task?
I was stressed out about this. And that was a difficult day because there were a lot of other stresses going on as well. But yeah, I was nervous. I've never done an interview before.
Care to elaborate on that one? Is there any
other stressors? Just life, Mike. Yeah. Just life.
Life in general?
Yes.
The daily production of a podcast.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, but we
didn't do any. It has nothing else to do but with the fact that we never even thought twice because Pony has been with us for so long that he would think twice about going and doing a man on the street interview.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a man on the street. It was an arranged interview.
Yes. Like,
there was no risk here. And it was with a topic he loved.
Pony, what was the source of the stress?
I've never done an interview before, and I knew that if I totally botched it, I would get murdered right here, right now.
Yeah, he didn't want to pull what we call Adrian Garcia.
Hear the terminology, murdered.
I'm not going to murder him.
No, I mean, that's a code.
Yes.
But you know, the thing
Botch
about
is
it,
a junkie's thing. He's down to the felt.
The thing is, it was one of those things if somebody came to us, right, and said it wasn't even that good, we're not going
to
air
we
it.
We wanted content, and we said, let's do this. This will be fun to see how this could work.
Now, have either one of you heard any?
Bob has. I have.
I've heard a smidge of the setups of each clip. He's actually busted each interview into hunks.
Yes.
So it's easier to navigate.
So you have heard a little.
I've heard just a little of his questioning. I've not heard anything beyond maybe the first sentence of each cut.
Okay. All right. So let's. How do we want to
broadcasting 101?
I think we should probably break before we start. But I think what you should do is, do you know how on the when they have the people watch the Super Bowl commercials and they have the thing they turn to the right if they like it or to the left if they don't.
Yeah, let's everybody in our audience right now, grab your dials that are in front of you in the seat in the back of the seat in front of you.
What I'm going to say.
And make sure your hands are on the dial when we play. What?
I was going to say that you should ding if you think it's going well and buzz if you think it's going badly.
And the louder the volume,
do I get extra credit for early?
Yes. Oh, okay. Already we're there.
You call your shot.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Pony Anime Conference Anime 2018.
Bloom Tapes.
What?
The Bloom Tapes.
Bloom Tapes. Sure. We'll go with that. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things.
All right, well, that one's gone.
Yeah, medicine. Yeah. Just get me into the studio. I'll do another one. We're due. We are so behind as far as fresh material.
Fresh
material! All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pre-Vegas weeks, people. Enjoy this.
I always knew that it just makes me super aware of every little detail of the show that's not
being
done.
Spidey sense, Mike. Spidey sense.
I always knew that MeUndies was that really cool underwear with the fun, crazy prints, but it wasn't until I actually tried them on that I realized that, holy crap, they are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn, and they're gorgeous.
They are
gorgeous. Tis the season for their crazy Halloween prints. It's like having a haunted house
in my pants.
In his pants.
I love them. Every pair of Me Undies uses a micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. They feel amazing.
They do.
Exactly what you want down there. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They feel so good against your, you know, it's just, you're going to love these undies, but if you're not into it, just send them back for a full refund. I don't know why you would, because they feel absolutely amazing. Really feel like you're not wearing anything. Yes. Wouldn't you like to wear something and feel like you're going commando, even though you're not going commando? Oh, MeUndies loves celebrating the fall season with fun Halloween prints. Check out their latest jack-o'-lantern print. Oh, where's the candle?
Hey.
They've got undies, socks, and bralettes.
Yes.
Ooh.
You know what? Are you wearing your bralette right now?
Doesn't it show? Spiewak? Of course.
The best part, when you join the membership, you can get all this stuff, undies, lounge pants, tees, everything that MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing is just one of the many perks of joining the membership. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchases, when you purchase MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! All right. It's time for the Bloom Tapes. Did I hear a... Halloween organ in the background there for a second?
No, this is anime music.
Oh, anime music. Woo! Okay. So we got the setup from Pony, which really wasn't a setup other than just play it. I hope you hate it. Anyway, that's it. So we'll see what happens with these. But any other, before we play these tapes, Pony, is there any tip in you would like? Anything that maybe went wrong? Anything you would have done differently? Or anything you love?
What's it like being a member of the press?
I think this interview actually went really well. I feel like the guest was fantastic. Lisa Ortiz, she could not have been any nicer to me. And Rob, go ahead and...
Is she pretty?
Her. Oh, she's beautiful.
So he just wants to... No, hold on. And Rob, I don't want to talk about
please,
it anymore. Just play it.
Please
was
play
she,
it.
Is she lovely? Is she a pretty lady?
She was very pretty.
Bill, for speed or pleasure?
Who was the celebrity that you...
I think she looks a little bit like Juliana Margulies from ER some time ago in her prime.
Yeah.
Dark
younger,
hair.
Older?
I believe she's in her early 40s, late 30s.
Oh, that's what Bloom's into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll be nice. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Anime 2018.
USA.
Anime USA 20... Anime 2018 USA. 1000.
USA.
TMOSA.
TMOSAUS, the Bloom Tapes. Let's listen, shall we?
How did you get your foot in the door doing voice work? And
when they took you into the tub and said, hey, this is
Hi, we're here with a I love.
Sorry. Pony, you know we love you. I mean, it's just
it's the best I could do with that room.
Hey, Pony, were you? Was it exciting when Bane let you into the chamber?
It was fantastic.
Do you enjoy doing the anime voices?
All right, let's get
I heard this is an interesting story.
Yes, actually, a lot of my life in anime starts with motor vehicles. It's great.
Can you stop it for just a second here?
Yeah.
Did you conduct the interview in a bathroom stall?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Wait,
thank you. Well,
that makes
I've
been to the Marriott Wardman Park. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful hotel.
Classic hotel.
Where there are ballrooms.
Absolutely a beautiful. what a beautiful place it is.
There are ballrooms. There are hallways. She is a celebrity, so I imagine you can't be in a hallway because she'll be mobbed.
Right.
Where did you just. Did they take you into the tub? And which. Like, where in the whole layout?
It was a side office on one of the ends of the building.
Got it. And Mike, the office
was made of chrome.
Yeah.
Let's not interrupt.
Okay, okay.
And now let's start it from the beginning.
Okay.
Let's listen. Here we go.
Lisa.
How did you get your foot in the door doing voice work? And I've heard this is an interesting story.
Good question.
Yes, actually, a lot of my life in anime starts with motor vehicles. It's great. but I started in anime when my brother stole my car. I was in college, and I had my car downstairs. I was home with Mono, and... I told him he could not borrow it, which is a big thing. So we used to hang our keys up on the wall as we were going through. So I wake up one morning, and the keys are gone. My car is gone. What he didn't know is that my car also had Mono. So I get this call, and he says to me, it's like, hey, Lise. Do you know car doesn't work? I'm like, yeah, I know my car didn't work. That's why I told you not to take it. And he's like, okay, well, it stopped working, so it's at George's house. All right, see you, bye. Hangs up, and I'm like, who's George? The next person who calls is a mutual friend of ours, Rob, who is like, hey, do you know where Jer is? I'm like, no. I'm like, but do you know where George is? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll take you. Turns out that Rob was interning at a company called Central Park Media at the time. So I get into the car, we're running around trying to find my car and then find a new battery. And he's like, hey, I'm looking for people to audition for this, for some anime stuff. Do you know anybody? And I was like, well, that's kind of what I'm going to school for. I did. I went in. He wound up bringing me in. It was a cool thing. My car battery got fixed. There's a longer version with the circus. We don't need to talk about it. I auditioned for a show called Record of Lotus War. And that was the first audition that I did.
Wow.
I got the part of Deedlip. They actually liked me for a couple of things, but they were like, we have no idea who this girl is. So I was Deedlip in Record of Lotus War. I did not find out till 6 months after the audition.
All right, can you pause it right there?
Yeah.
Pony, as this is going on, are you kind of excited talking to this lady?
It's fascinating hearing all of this and just getting to learn about the process of doing the actual dubbing.
Origin stories.
Does she do many voices?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been in the business for a long time.
So is it weird to hear her voice in person?
A little bit, but it doesn't necessarily sound like any characters.
Okay.
And I noticed that with both voice actresses. They didn't sound like any of the characters I've heard them
but
play.
But I can hear the like youthful quality, that kind of Lisa Simpson quality in her voice that would do that. All right. Next interview.
All right.
Not bad.
Next interview.
Not bad, Pony.
Not bad.
Do you want to go
pretty
to
good.
Kira now?
Yeah,
did we
Buckland.
Cut you short there? How much more was there?
Oh, these were like 20-minute interviews.
Oh, look, okay. He's so happy. Look at
him. That's wonderful. That's good. What's the next one?
Kira.
Kira Buckland.
Let's see if she sounds like the first lady.
All right, and we have other clips of Lisa if we want to revisit it. So, you know, the world is
oh,
our
you mean
oyster.
The, from that
yes.
one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No.
All right, here's Kira.
All right, here we go.
Kira. Is it Kyra?
Kira.
This
Kira.
Is even
Kira.
More. Is this Kira an even bigger room?
It's a larger stainless steel tub.
Absolutely.
Kira? Hello? Michael? Michael? Kira?
Kira? Kira, how are you, Kira?
All right.
What you don't know, Mike, is that for the sake of accuracy, she was actually in Japan for the interview.
This is very, very
yelling
exciting.
Across the ocean. Here's
who is Kira, the second lady we're talking
Kira
to?
Kira Buckland is another voice actress who has done some more recent series like ReZero and Excel World. She's probably, I think she was late 20s.
Ooh. Late 20s? Oh. Is she a, does she look like her characters a little bit? She have giant eyes?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
What does she look like?
I think the closest celebrity I could pick would be Kesha.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. And was she sort of celebrity'd up? Did she look like a star?
Dressed like Rainbow Bright?
No, not really. She was more. It was the end of the day, so she was kind of tired.
Oh, okay.
And she was.
Well, she matched your energy then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I could tell it was the end of the day when Pony started talking on this segment. I felt like it's the end of Pony's day right now.
By the way, Pony will say something like that. It was the end of the day. Yeah, she is kind of tired. What time do you do the interview? 8 a.m. let's listen to
Kira.
What?
Kira.
Kira.
Sure, yes. Yeah, so we'll go with that.
Kira. Is it Kira?
Kira.
Kira Buckland.
All right, let's start again.
How did you...
He's definitely nervous. You can hear that he's a little nervous.
You're the anime guy, right? You know this person's work.
Yes.
You didn't know her name, though.
Well, I didn't know the pronunciation.
Or pronunciation.
Is it Matt?
Thank you.
Or Mateo.
Mateo.
Let's go ahead. I'm
sorry. My name is Pony. Pony. All right.
We're interviewing Jeri Lewis.
Kira. Is it Kira?
Kira Banks.
Kira. Kira Buckland. Kira. How did you first get started in anime?
I've been doing this since I was about 16, but I...
Did you use the same question list for both actresses?
More or less. I mean, I had some more specific questions for each.
All right, let's see if this has to do with a broken car.
I started off just doing, independent projects, student projects, flash animations, things like that. And then I moved out to California in my early 20s, and that's kind of when I was able to start working on official projects and auditions.
She's another one that's got that little, that bird voice.
I think that's sort of what they go for, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'd love to get a gig like that.
Right?
But your voice.
But isn't your origin story that one of your cousins has, like, they egged you on to do voices?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll go with that.
No, I think you've shared that with us.
No, I performed for my mom and dad in my home in
In your mother's shoes.
My first one was, that was later in high school when I was in drag, when I did Sound of Music, putting on the hits where I did the lip sync thing. No, I did Jimmy Cagney. You dirty rat, you killed my brother. I did that for my mom and dad. My dad's like, Jimmy Cagney, Jesus Christ. Mary, freshen me up. But anyway. And it's like, cigarette.
Look at that. Look at that little f***er. Isn't he funny?
All right, anyway. That's it.
And, wouldn't it be great if that's what the anime lady said? Yeah. Look at that little effer.
Let me ask this, Pony. Out of all these, and really, it's great that you did these interviews. Was there any fact out of either one of these interviews that was like something that was a wow moment? Something where they did something or they liked something? Was there anything?
A connection.
Where
you had a connection.
It was
man.
Out of the box. Are you married or anything like that?
Nothing like that. It was all
They got their start and stuff like
and,
that.
And how and what they do, what they love about their job. We had rules about what we could
of engagement.
What for voiceover actors? They gave you like guidelines for the interview?
Yeah, because some people who come in, they'll just like totally fanboy out and ask for things that are inappropriate, like asking for autographs and stuff. Like,
or liners.
You're not allowed. Yeah, exactly. Like you can't ask them to do a voice
what if
or whatever.
The conversation naturally turned to that of a sexual chemistry. Would that have been okay?
It definitely would not.
It had been organic.
Well, like as you're sitting there.
So do they get hit on? Do these women get hit on
by these
people?
One of the questions I asked them was, what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or given to you? And they both said that, for the most part, the weirdest thing anyone's ever done for them is, like, drawn artwork with, like, nude artwork of characters. And they just don't really know how to accept that.
That is such a creepy
See, that's weird, because when I get those, I love them.
Did you now when they said that, did you immediately like take your right leg and push your backpack under the chair? so they wouldn't see.
I knew better than giving them those pictures.
I believe one of the tapes has him saying, please don't open this envelope until after the festival.
All right. Well, you know what? This is a good interview. We'll play it to the buzzer. We'll play it as we have the time. We'll play it to the buzzer, and then we'll see what's going on. All right. So let's play a little more of the interview with Kira Kyra.
And I've noticed on your bio, were you born in Alaska?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Alaska, lived there for most of my life, and then...
Time has expired, was a fascinating interview.
You killed it, Pony. Anime
Pony,
USA.
Well done, awesome. And did they give you any freebies? Did you get any swag when you were at the conference? Did you get anything for free?
Oh, nothing for free. I had to buy everything.
No. He got... Three full access passes for the 3 days, which is worth like $200 a piece.
Yeah,
did you buy a new toy? Did you get any new toys?
I bought too much stuff as usual.
What would be the, was there any particular prize that you took home that you're particularly excited about?
Oh, you know, it's just perverted figures. Same thing I always get.
All right, another great segment. Thank you very much. Thanks for not letting me down. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the most exciting show in America.
Wide Open Jesus Wednesday with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
I don't recognize the voice. Is this Merle?
No.
Were you at the show in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to a few hundred. Are you Lena Gilmore?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
That's great, because the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be in your hometown of Las Vegas. But until then, you can keep in touch with TMOS by calling on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE.
That's so creepy.
Still not as creepy as that last interview, though.
Not at all. welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Liquid IV. We've been telling you about how wonderful it is. Cold weather is here. Winter hydration is more important. You're drinking it right now?
Right now, yeah. It's fantastic.
You got the Liquid IV? Mm-hmm. IV. It's more important than you know in the wintertime. You don't think about hydration in winter, but you need Liquid IV in the wintertime as well. It's an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water, and it tastes amazing. It's so delicious. Mm-hmm. I really love the
passion fruit.
I'm a lemon lime fan, and I love it so much. And I got tons of it in the house. Proper hydration fights jet lag, prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness, aids in digestion. It's the best thing for the morning after the night before. Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it comes in convenient and portable powder packets. And I love making my Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. It's really good stuff. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And Liquid IV donates one serving to people in need for every order placed. You can't beat that. Plus, Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, to get hydrated today. And we thank you. Now, listen, we talked about it. We had a huge promotion and we had fruitcake futures.
Yes.
And the bottom line with this is that we're taking it very seriously and we are having a massive operation to provide you, the listeners, with these phenomenally delicious, amazing fruitcakes from Mr. Rob Spiewak. And Rob Spiewak personally has been going through the process to supervise the Spiewak Kitchens doling out these fruitcakes. It's a much bigger operation than he used to do it with his mom, Sharon, and now it's coming right down
to
the
point
wire.
As I'm putting together the grocery list for the baking, I literally have to multiply everything by 100. Yes. So everything is 100 times more than what I'm accustomed to. I'd like for you to read this card to Mike, if you would.
Listen, people, it's not about... This isn't brain surgery here. We're not changing the world. What we're doing is we're making sure that we're following the letter of the law.
Letter of the law.
Yes.
So,
well, we have to.
Rob's not doing that much work. He's just making sure that we don't get sued.
Well, I know this.
He's really not doing that much.
I'm not doing much.
Let's not pretend like we're, you know, healing babies here. We're not.
That's right. I'm not doing anything. Oscar's doing it all.
We're just protecting ourselves.
I'm surprised I haven't run into you at all the government facilities I've been hanging out at, because I know you've been there too.
It's been 2 weeks of effort. Let it go.
All right.
Montgomery County, Maryland.
Such an asshole.
Certified food service manager, Rob Spiewak.
He's a certified food service manager.
God bless you.
Spiewak could run any commercial kitchen in the state of Maryland.
Yes. The state of Maryland. Yeah, I took a, what was it, like an 18-hour class to get this.
18 hours of study and knowing how to do it.
90 question test and had to go through question. The, it's horrible.
And where are you? You're all done now, right?
Yeah, I'm certified. And I actually, the hardest thing, and people in the restaurant business and the baking business will know this, is called preparing your HACCP report. And that's the hazardous activity. I don't know what it stands for.
Glad you retained it.
No, it's not important to know what it stands for. It's to know that you know that the CCP are your critical control points.
Yes.
All right.
This is safety first, Mike. No pubes, no toenails, nonsense.
I had to go through and write about
nonsense.
No, there might be just a touch of nonsense. And whimsy. I love whimsy in my baking.
How many people are you going to be supervising in your kitchen?
Probably about five or six.
Yes.
Five or six.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, the thing about fruitcakes.
How many days are you going to be churning these out?
We are thinking that we can get it done in 2.5 to 3 days.
That's spectacular.
And the thing about the fruit cakery that is so important is that they bake a long time. So you have to get the batch done, get it in the oven, and then you're immediately starting the next batch.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the ones come out to cool, you have to put them back in the oven.
When you're on the ones and twos, you got to make sure everything works out.
And that's not a big deal.
When you would cook them, say, the last couple of years with your mom, and you were doing them out of your own kitchen, would you ever have a batch that would be screwed up?
No, because
I knew that would be the answer. I knew he would be on it.
There are fail safes in place. The thing that is the most important, and this is what they teach you when you're becoming a food service manager, temperatures. Temperature, 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 temperature. Keep your colds cold and bake to the proper temperature. A fruitcake is done at 175 degrees for 15 seconds. If it can hold 175 for 15 seconds, take it out and let it cool, because that sucker's done. 180, okay, it's going to start to dry.
So you sound... extremely. I've heard no hesitation in you. You're ready to take this to the next level.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this. I am really, really excited. Is there any concern that now that we
quality
are
quality control?
Now that we are not really, I don't want to say mass producing, maybe next year we'll be calling it mass producing.
And this is just maybe more than he would make in his house.
Right.
Yeah. But you're making these delicious fruitcakes. The quality is going to be identical.
Yes.
You said that a couple of times.
Of course.
Right?
Let's
pull the curtain back. We could have hired somebody to get their license and move on with life. That's all it was. We didn't hire them because Rob cared this much about the process.
Right. He wants to be there.
Well, this to is see, his thing. Make sure.
This
yes.
is, I mean, is it's the a Spiewak part of our crest. Show, but it's Rob's
it's
deal.
It's a Spiewak this is a quest. Deal.
And
yeah, this is exciting.
I've walked through that. We had another kitchen walkthrough yesterday and looked at the equipment that we have.
Bitchin' kitchen.
And it's going to be fantastic.
Is it just wall to wall stainless steel?
It is gleaming tables.
It's
they got
where Pony had his interviews.
The greatest things.
Could you hand me a cherry, please, from the fruit cake?
My favorite thing is they've got two.
How did you
of...
get your start?
Hey, he's not a pro. That's
hey, he's learning.
He's learning.
Leaning in.
Yeah, I love. Maybe he could take an online class.
Panties? Or no? All right,
no,
I'm
no.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
They have two of the massive KitchenAid styled mixers that are like 70 and 80 quart.
Is this fun for you?
Oh my God! Yes, yeah. Okay. It's fun doing, and I love doing. It takes forever, but to do the math to multiply
the
recipe.
Okay, we know
times,
you're doing
Oscar,
math. Jesus Christ!
I really hope you jump into a cooling fan and then roll in a salt pile, and it just withers, and you're like, it hurts.
We're not
it
changing
hurts.
The
and everyone
world.
Says, I don't care.
Why now?
I don't
why
care.
Are you poo-pooing this? Why are you poo-pooing your brother's?
Because for the last 2 weeks, he comes in and tells me the Old Testament of what is surely work for everybody. People. don't do things. I don't, no one ever comes in and says, hey, let me tell you what I did all day
yesterday. No, Oscar, you've never done that. How many sentences start with, well, I was here till 11 o'clock last night, and that's yeah, why but, things are there.
But
and,
I'm doing let me, something that's
Stop
technical.
It. Let me pour water on both of you. Stop it. Both of you. Behave yourself.
Can you hold Oscar. Him underwater?
Yes.
Oscar,
I'm not threatening to kill him.
You know. I know. You'll tell it like it is. Yes. He's going to hit it out of the park. You know that, right? I mean, he's into it, and he's going to hit
him
out
of the park.
Right?
I mean, okay.
He's
let's
kill
do
it.
This yes. math. You've got a man that loves food.
Right.
You've got a man that knows how to make food.
You really
food,
should break.
Right? That equals great food.
He was giving you a compliment.
Big win. Actually,
but we do
Big
have
win.
To take a break.
Big
I'm
win.
Terribly sorry.
You know what?
Tomorrow
it's
we'll
tossing
get to
me
you
a life preserver
what,
after I'm
what's
dead.
What's he doing? What's he been doing? He's flying all over the place.
Oh, he's partying with Todd.
How many did...
And that's hard I mean, work. Oh, I was I out till 4 o'clock. I was with I Todd.
You put that pizza tracker to hard work.
Rob, I have to get that tape all broken up and put it in my
Send it to me. I shall take care of it.
I will send it to you. I will take a
Even
break.
Even though I've been very busy, you know.
By the way.
Look at my certificate.
I rarely telegraph news you may not need, but I'm going to tell you today.
Look at my haircut.
A name from the past, Rob Spiewak. You're going to need to pay attention to news you may not need. It's specifically the kicker designed for you.
And that's why I love you more than him.
Oh, come on.
We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy,
right.
do we have the opportunity for
yes.
you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for.
Yeah,
afraid
we
you
are.
Might not pass a drug test? Don't
yeah,
worry.
Sure.
We hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive
sure.
to be on radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara. Up until about 3 weeks ago, I was a shut-in. But I'm
really?
Here to tell you, the pleasure I would get out of my physical activity really involved my wife. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the truth. When Carla started doing the Beachbody On Demand series of workouts, there is nothing more entertaining for me when I wheel out of the bedroom in the morning than seeing her in front of her little iPad
yes.
doing a Beachbody On Demand workout. Let me tell you something. I've heard your excuse. I'd work out more often, but it's inconvenient. It's not inconvenient. Carla takes her iPad, puts it on the dining room table. She has a little space that she's got carved out for herself. Got the little guy at school, or he's off in the, you know, playing with his Legos, and she goes into what I believe was one of the most intense workouts. It was so much fun to work. What do they call planks? Those
oh yeah,
things that
full
they
plank.
Do with planks.
Yeah.
Beach Body On Demand. This is the easiest to use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room. And I'll tell you, it's as intense as anything I've ever seen in a gym, and you can do it 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25. Get motivated by celebrity super trainers. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm watching her do this, and the amount of full body workout that she gets out of each of these programs is incredible. And Autumn Calabrese is one that she does.
Ooh,
that's,
oh, she's great.
That's the lady. 21 Day Fix. That's what Carla's doing right now. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, and you can access them on any smart device. I know you like it as well,
oh,
Oscar.
I love
You've
Brazilian
lost
butt
17
lift.
Pounds.
Wait till you see my tuchus. In
oh,
Vegas.
Well, we don't need to see that. I really want you to try this service. It'll
we don't
make
do
you
that
feel
kind of
better.
Show.
Inside and out, I
Tapered
promise,
pants.
Get in shape with Oscar and Carla. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the results plan that will get you super fast results and support totally free. Again, just text 303030 to Beachbody On Demand, okay? It's TMOS to 3033. There is a lot of copy here. Let me say, again, just text TMOS to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand.
Boom, bam.
And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
News!
All right, I'm going to fall into the same habit that every local news station is falling into. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot. $1.6 billion.
Yeah.
That's nothing to sneeze
at. I'm allergic
at.
To money.
Money.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And you might wonder, if I bought every single possible ticket combination to guarantee myself a win, would I turn a profit? I think everybody's probably had that thought.
Sure.
If you bought all the numbers and you did that, the answer is yes in theory. Listen to this. First, you would need to buy 302,575,350 tickets to get every combo. That would cost you just over $605 million. So you'd have to find a way to put up that much cash up front. You'd also need a syndicate of nearly 700,000 people filling out tickets for 10 straight hours today to have time to buy all the possible ticket combinations, since just doing quick picks won't work. Then the lump sum payout is an estimated $904 million. Plus, you'd win a lot of secondary jackpots, like for matching five numbers but not the final ball, which would net you roughly $75 million more.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That's cool.
That would give you a total of $979 million in winnings, or a $374 million profit.
Ooh.
But there's a wrinkle.
Oh.
That's before taxes.
Oh.
Which knock off roughly 40%. That takes your winnings down to $587.4 million or a loss of around $18 million.
Yeah, but $18 million is not a bad loss for winning a lottery.
Yeah, so you spend your $605 million and...
So much risk, so much can go wrong.
Your winnings are only, the max you can win is 587.
Unless you're so laundering money.
Yes. That might, if you hide it from the IRS. Worst of all, if someone else hits the jackpot, they don't even count for that.
Oh, because it might be split.
If it, then you're totally screwed.
Yeah.
So that's that. Thank you very much.
So should we do it or not?
Buy them all?
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to.
Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, are expecting a baby.
Oh, baby.
Amy teased the announcement by posting a picture of hers and Chris's heads superimposed on the bodies of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who recently announced they have a baby on the way. Then she made it official when she posted a list of politicians she's endorsing, and at the bottom of the list says, "I'm pregnant." She later told the LA Times, quote, "Chris and I are thrilled and almost positive he's the father." She's funny as funny. "I look forward to completing with Markle every step of the way." So
good for
Amy
her.
Schumer is going to have a baby.
A funny baby.
I didn't know she was married. It's so strange.
I just want to get through this story, but I had to put it in here because it was such a big story today. Sarah Silverman goes on Stern. I'm not sure what day it was, but... Sarah Silverman was on Howard Stern and said Louis C.K. used to pleasure himself in front of her. There you have it. She said it wasn't the same as when he did it to other women because they were young and equals, and he could, quote, "offer me nothing." This is just weird. Plus, she consented to it. I think I speak for most people when I say ye. So there we are. That's what.
Oh,
Sarah
were they dating? Are they friends?
She's a naughty girl, but she's also, you know. She's, I don't want to get into it.
Attractive is the word.
She's, thank you,
yeah.
Oscar.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was tongue-tied there.
Yeah. But that seems to ask just so many more questions than it answers.
It certainly does, yes. Howard gets it out of him. Yeah. Got to give Howard credit on that. That's kind of weird. According to a new survey, a quarter of people between 18 and 24 would support a change making marriage contracts temporary.
Oh, yes.
So after 5 or 10 years, you'd have the option to renew your marriage or upgrade to a new partner.
Mm-hmm. Would keep everybody on
for that.
P's and Q's.
Anyway, I'll say this. That would sure make people work a hell of a lot harder on their marriages. The survey also found 1/3 of people under 24 think polygamy should be legal. It's getting horny out.
Do you think it would really make people work harder if they knew they had an out at the end of a certain period of time? I think it would make them care.
No, it's not an out. It's a contract year. So if you're in a contract year, which would be your out year,
uh-huh.
If you want to stay in the marriage, you'd work harder. But if you want to get out, you do the opposite.
I see.
You do the opposite to bail. About half say you should be able to get divorced without citing any specific reason. And, who knows if it affects money.
Oh, no.
My Mike.
I'm sorry.
No, I need you back, man. Come on, man.
The website Gizmodo.com decided to rank the 100 websites that shaped the internet as we know it today.
Isn't that the website that's owned by Ray Ward?
Yes, Gizmo Ward. Raymond Gizmo Ward. If you go to Jimmy, Jimmy's and he's there and it's late at night, ask him to do the lollipop dance. Anyway, here are the top 10. One of the funniest goddamn things I've ever seen. Here are their top 10 shapers of the internet. Wikipedia, Google, YouTube, The Onion is included. The Internet Archive. What the hell is the Internet Archive?
Oh, I don't know that guy.
I don't know that.
No, Deep
Twitter,
State.
Netflix, Reddit, eBay, and MySpace. Here's how some other big websites finished. Craigslist is 12th. Pornhub, Oscar Santana, 13th.
Woo, try premium. Well worth it.
Amazon, meh, 17th. Facebook, 19th. Yahoo, 26th. MapQuest, 30th. LinkedIn, 63rd. Pandora, 74th. And Friendster. Is Friendster still a thing?
Is that a thing?
That's 84.
I like the fact that they give the nod to MySpace ahead of Facebook because MySpace really sort of paved the way.
Oh, my God.
Smart, yeah.
There we go. And now a little something-something. Last week, a man wandered into a hot dog joint in North Carolina called Sup Dogs, and he asked for two waters while he was looking at the menu. Then he left before ordering. The mystery man left behind a $10,000 tip, along with a note that read, "Thanks for the delicious water." The server's name, Elena Custer, she said, "I picked it up and it was a giant stack of hundreds. I was shaking. I thought someone was playing a joke on me." Owner of the Sup Dogs, Brett Oliverio, says it's the biggest tip anyone on his staff has ever received. The one that comes closest was a still impressive $500. He notes he found out the generous tipper was YouTube star Mr. Beast.
Wow.
Does anyone know Mr. Beast?
No,
anyone,
but you know Brett Oliverio.
Yeah.
You know him.
He's known for making big donations, and the two men were filming Custer's reaction. The video isn't up yet on Mr. Beast's channel. He said he wants everyone to know that good things still happen to good people. Oliverio says Mr. Beast told him after he reached out, "I thought it was pretty cool." Also pretty cool, Custer kept $800 of the huge tip for herself, but she split the rest among her coworkers.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? Brett Oliverio, it should be noted, is a former WJFK employee and close friend of Mr. Rob Spiewak.
That's true.
He is. What did Brett Oliverio do?
He was a Junkies producer.
He was the Junkies producer. Yes. That's exactly. And he got out of the game and started like a hot dog stand,
he
right?
He took over his brother's hot dog company.
His brother who had health problems,
who passed
correct?
Away
right.
He left away. He left radio to take over and pursue his brother's dreams and made it his family's dreams.
It's a really
let's
great
see if
story.
We can get Mr. Oliverio on the Mike O'Mara show and ask him about the $10,000
we
tip.
Shall
and Rob used to have a lot of fun with Brett Oliverio, right?
No, I mean we were always good together. I like
you gave
Brett
him a hard time. I thought you used
no
to give him a hard time.
It was blue shorts that I gave a
yeah
hard
blue
time
shorts
to.
Was the worst.
Oh, okay.
And he's still working for JFK.
Oh, that speaks well of him then.
Blue shorts.
Yeah.
Cream rises. Let's take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Now, the Mike O'Mara Show has conquered all social media, like Twitter and YouTube.
Twitter.
But now you can follow the Mike O'Mara Show on Instagram. That's right, P1s. Just go over to Instagram at Mike O'Mara Show, and you get to see stories from the boys and pictures of what's going on the show. Check it out. Do it now. Now let's get back to the man who loves to take selfies of himself, Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time to start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center, your holy trinity of retail bargains. We told you we made a switch a while back. Amazon went to us, and we went to them, and it was a wonderful association. No longer do we have that association because now we have teamed up with Macy's.com, also Target.com, and Walmart.com. But wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Plus, plenty of free... Thank you. That's all. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeOMaraShow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, TMOS, the only way to shop. Now, go spend money, people. And without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018.
A new feature on the Audio Vault, Mike. The TMOS Lady of the Day.
Ooh.
Lady.
This is the Lady of the Day. This was trending on YouTube yesterday. This is a gentleman was at a Home Depot, and he parked within the white lines of his parking spot. The lady did not park within her white lines of her parking spot, and then proceeded to tell the man that it was his fault that she and her daughter could not get into her car, and did it in this way.
You're crazy, old bitch. Driving a car like that, asshole. You're not happy, man. You're an old fart.
I am.
You're too old to be driving a car like that. It's too big for you.
I'm in disbelief.
Pecker. Yeah, I bet you are. Look at you drive
this
like
this
it.
This is something
you drive
original.
Like it, you little tiny.
This is
so
original.
So you need that. That is your isn't it? You proud of your old but it's your car, it ain't you. Yeah, I can't get it up. Viagra, my you stupid.
Lord.
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
No, I'm not
you're
fighting.
You're getting off fighting with a woman, you little pecker?
I'm not fighting at all.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a bitch, anytime.
That's threatening, but it's not. I'm just...
Park that correctly.
I'm just being entertained, frankly. I'm in disbelief.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. She said I parked too close to her car.
She seems nice. That's the TMOS Lady of the Day.
Man, oh man, civility reigns in America in 2018. We are, you see it everywhere. You see it absolutely everywhere.
What's her
everywhere
deal with Viagra?
Go. It's amazing.
Calling but him impotent.
He didn't sound old,
okay.
Right?
No, he didn't sound old. He did not sound old.
What kind of car is he? Did you see
the
video?
A sports car.
A sports, so he's in a hip car and she's pissed off at that.
Yeah.
I know that lights people's candle.
It
I've
does.
Always seen that. That's crazy. Wow.
Well, Mike, just be glad we're not in Alabama where the piggyback bandit has struck again. Do you know of the piggyback bandit?
I don't.
He's been gone. He's been in business roughly since 2008. And his deal is that he will go to young men, usually at a sporting event, and jump on their back and do a piggyback pose without their permission. And so he's been doing this for 10 years and he struck again.
So he's not really stealing anything.
Except
a selfie.
No selfies. He just does the move. And there's a new wrinkle that happened this past weekend.
After the pep rally, the football team was going to eat, and the subject jumped on some of the football players' back. Thought that was kind of out of line. They really weren't sure what was wrong with him, but he gave him a note. Asked him not to read the note until after the game's over with. They won the game. After the game's over with, he ran the note and just thought it was kind of a little off color, so he went home and told his mother.
All the notes said, I would be pleased to offer you a free massage.
Oh. Hey, God.
So beware
What's
of the piggyback
to the
bandit.
World of the piggyback bandit.
Now, Mike, I know with the first game of the World Series tonight, you're probably thinking of one of your favorite artists, Trace Adkins.
Take me out to the ball game.
There it is.
But I think I have a challenger for Trace Adkins' voice. I was not familiar until this morning of a country singer by the name of Josh Turner. And he was describing his favorite Halloween ever. And his voice made me think of Trace Adkins, but also what a lovely Halloween story this is.
My favorite family costume was from a couple of years ago when I had my 6.5-month-old beard going, and me and the whole family dressed up as Star Wars characters. So I was the young Obi-Wan Kenobi. Jennifer was Princess Leia. Colby and Marion were stormtroopers. Hampton was Darth Vader, and Hawk was, I guess, pretty much still a baby, and he dressed up as Yoda. It's pretty classic.
I don't think he sounds like a typical Star Wars fan. Somehow, maybe it's me. Maybe
because
it's
he has
me.
A Southern accent.
No, it's just that low sort of. I guess he was Yoda.
Yeah. How long have you
and
been
he's
discriminating
not slinging
against
sausage.
The South?
What?
How long have you been discriminating against the South?
Not at all. I think the South is wonderful. As a matter of fact, the South may be rising again. Who knows?
We get Michael his devil costume in the Halloween store the other day.
Yes.
And I wandered around exploring. There was a stormtrooper outfit, the white, what are they called? Death troopers? What the hell are they?
Stormtrooper.
$800 for the stormtrooper outfit.
For a kid size or a grown-up size?
It looked like it might have been a grown-up size.
Was it a rental or did you have to buy it?
It was a purchase. It was a purchase.
Oh, because then you could, you know, then you'd have it for
that's
the rest of your life.
That's what we're caring about. Anyway, that's it. Yeah, it was pretty scary. It was,
my little one was Yoda.
Yeah, I know. You don't like those country people.
I just his voice did seem surprising to me. That's all.
Take me out to the ball game.
Exactly. Also, be careful if you jump out and scare someone. In Park City, Utah, a man was arrested because some teenagers, girls, 14, 15, and 16 years old, jumped out and scared him. So he punched them.
We are learning a man punched and shoved teenage girls dressed as zombies. 56-year-old Drew Hyde attacked the five girls ages 13 to 16 when they attempted to scare him.
They were doing the dance from Thriller. And he
beat the crap out of some of these six foot two 14-year-old girls.
6 foot two ex-football player.
You see the thread here, the common theme? I mean, I'm sorry. Is anybody behaving like adults? How can we when numero uno is not an adult? Come on. Start acting like grown-ups,
for
God's sake.
Yeah, you get a banking license you have to tell the world.
That's right.
Just do your job.
Exactly, Oscar. I'll let that one lie because it is a lie. Now, I will close with this, something that I find uplifting. Not just because it features my mother's name, but I think it's nice. The head coach of WSU, Washington State University, the football coach is named Mike Leach. And they asked him what he's going to name his boat. He just bought a boat. And they asked him what he'd name it. And I find this interesting. You don't hear a lot of coaches going off the cuff anymore. And this is an example of a coach. You just answer. He said, what are you going to name your boat, coach?
What? I'd name it Sharon. Well, because I'd name all my kids Sharon. My wife's name is Sharon, and I'd name everything Sharon. I mean, my life's complicated enough, and I have to make enough decisions every day, and I have to remember enough things every day. If I had it to do over again, I got four kids. They'd all be named Sharon. And the other thing is every grandkid, male or female, would be named Sharon. And the boat would damn sure be named Sharon. And so... It'd be, hey, Sharon, where's Sharon? Get Sharon. How's Sharon? You know, and so it'd be perfect. No, there are no middle names. There's no last name. You're just Sharon. That's all you are, Sharon. If my son gets married and there's a sister-in-law, Sharon. Okay. What's her last name? What do I care?
What does he care? Just name her Sharon. I like that. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Might be a little overworked, Coach. Yeah. Just saying. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s-themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from The Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.